Well, it is the time of year when we start seeing a lot of sweet potatoes in stores, but what if you're just not a fan of sweet potato pie or that Thanksgiving sweet potato dish with the marshmallows? Gross. Let's bring in here now resident chef Kathy Guntz, who has some new takes on sweet potatoes. And Kathy, I have to say, I'm one of those people. I don't like sweet potatoes. And I love everything, but I don't love sweet
potatoes. I know. I'm really surprised.
They're too sweet.
Too sweet. So we're going to change your mind. I purposefully did not focus on desserts here.
Okay.
Because I want to show you the possibility of taking something sweet and how adaptive it is.
Okay.
So where do you want to start?
Let's start with this mac and cheese because
okay.
you can't go wrong with a mac and cheese.
Well, I had two thoughts with you. I was told Jeremy doesn't love sweet potatoes. And I'm like, okay, I can get them if I make a taco and if I make mac and cheese. This is a ricotta and sweet potato mac and cheese.
Okay.
I used small penne. You could use your favorite shape. And it's a very creamy, cheesy sauce with fresh ricotta in it. And then I baked a sweet potato ahead of time, cubed it, and just sprinkled it throughout the pasta and then on top of it. It gives a counterpoint to the richness of the mac and cheese.
The thing is, it's got the texture of a carrot, the sweet potato does.
Is that bad?
I think. No, I just think it's a sweet carrot, basically, to me.
Okay. All right. Let us keep going because
you're
not there yet.
Okay, I'm not there yet, but is this easy to make?
Very
easy
to make. You boil some pasta. You make a quick cheese sauce. You melt some butter, add some flour, throw some milk in, a little bit of grated parm and the ricotta, and you're done.
Okay.
And then you get the sweet potato. You make the whole thing ahead of time, pop it in the oven a half an hour before you want to eat it. I think you could serve that to a 2-year-old or a 90-year-old and anybody in between.
Okay. What about this taco? Maybe this will convince me.
Oh, man, you are rough. Okay, here we go. I know that you love tacos, and I know that you love spice. So I took a spicy sausage, took it out of the casing, and sautéed it. I steamed the sweet potato and then threw it in a skillet with the sausage, put it on a corn tortilla with feta, mm-hmm. and then I fried, you can use ancho or chipotle peppers, I fried the chilies, they're dry chilies, in a little bit of oil to crisp them up. So you're going to get some spice.
Okay, I'm going to take a bite right now.
Take a bite. Good luck.
Mm.
Say it again.
Mm.
All right, because here are the sweet potatoes, that sweetness is playing off the heat.
They're a supporting role in this taco.
No, you're
wrong.
You
think they're the main event.
They are the main event because even though you're tasting the sausage and the chili peppers, it's really the sweet potato that's giving you the total flavor profile.
It is delicious.
Good.
I will say, in this case, I do love
We're
this
getting there.
Taco. There's one more thing you've got here with sweet potatoes, and that is some fries.
Yeah, fries in air quotes. So these are baked. You have a white sweet potato and then a more traditional orange sweet potato. I oven baked them into quote fries and I made a miso mayonnaise. Mm. Miso's got a strong umami flavor and it's mixed with scallions and regular old mayo and you dip them in. And again, very kid friendly, but also quite
now
adult
these
friendly.
These are delicious.
Okay, you now, have come from 0 to 90.
But here's what I'm wondering.
Yes.
Are these healthier for you than a regular old French fry?
I am so glad you asked
because
that
would make me do it.
Okay, well, a regular old French fry is deep fried and these are not. You can crisp them up under the broiler so that they're soft and tender on the inside and have a bit of crunch. But let me just tell you, if you take a white potato, it's got 130 calories. A sweet potato's got 90.
Hmm.
A white potato has 29 grams carbs, sweet potato 24. Sweet potato has more fiber, it has a little bit less protein, and it's actually got a little bit more sugar, natural sugars. All in all, sweet potatoes, particularly if you eat the skin, are way healthier for you. They're considered an antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory food. You get a ton of fiber, and then there's all this vitamin A and C, and it's really low in calories.
So I know that there are a lot of people who disagree with me and love sweet potatoes, including somebody on our staff who I walked by their desk and said, "Is that a yam?" And she said, no, it's a sweet potato. So what is the difference between a yam and a sweet potato?
So for a long time in this country, we use those terms interchangeably. Mm-hmm. But the fact is they're very different vegetables. A sweet potato is sweet. It's actually in the morning glory family, you know, those flowers that climb up the side of buildings. It's got tapered ends and a thin, smooth skin. A yam is a different plant. It's a starchy root vegetable. It's cylindrical, and it's got a very rough, dark skin. And it's much lower in beta carotene, which the sweet potato is loaded with. Yams are from Africa and the Caribbean and Southeast Asia. They're found in ethnic markets, and they're very starchy and dry. And a sweet potato is sweet and moist if it's cooked well.
Okay, well, we will have the recipes for some of these sweet potato dishes, including one or two that actually got me to maybe rethink my thoughts on the sweet potato. At hereandnow.org. Here and Now resident chef Kathy Guntz, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for being open.